Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Well, I tried to fill in my details of everything, and every time it just in the part where it says your address, so my address is 15121 Quail Hollow Drive. So I'm supposed to put the city, which is Orland Park, but every time I try to complete the form, it keeps telling me, we need your city, we need your city, we need your city. Well, Orland Park is the city, and you're just not accepting it. So I don't know what I do, but I'm surprised there's an operator. Thank you so much. That's cool.
No problem. I'm not sure why it's doing it. The only thing that I can say do is try to refresh your page or refill out your information.
I did all that. I did all that. It keeps popping up.
Close,
and I guess why she ordered with you? What's that like?
Ma'am.
Oh, my God. Huh?
Can
I place
that?
The order with you?
I'm sorry, we don't do orders over the phone. You guys have to do it online yourself.
Well, I have no problem with that, but like I said, I don't know. Now I think I don't even know where. Where did I find this at? Now I think it's even gone right now. I don't know. That's terrible. That you need to bring that to their attention. I have no idea where I left it. I think I was, was that in my email, or I can't even remember where I ordered it from.
Probably click the last tab, right click your mouse and click the last tab that was opened. It should pop back up like that.
I just don't know where. I just forgot. Well, how did I? I was paying my bill. I was paying my bill. Or no, I'm 73. I got an absent-minded memory. I was just on, what was I on that I, what the heck was it? What station was I on? Oh, my God. I was on picking of the gifts out. Oh, I know it was for my phone. It was for my phone. My service, Verizon. That's what it was for. It was for Verizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was Verizon. Now, where did it go? I don't know where it went. Oh, here it is. I think I found it. Okay, so I'm here. I got all this filled out. I got my shipping, which is Casa Grande. I'm in Arizona right now. Is your billing address the same as the shipping? No, I didn't even mark that square. So Loretta L. Allen, 15121 Quail Hollow Drive, Orland Park. And so, wait a minute, I'm trying to get rid of something here. But it's just not... 15121 Quail Hollow Drive, and that should be Orland Park is the city, is the suburb, Orland Park. Oh, I'm grateful to have someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. So there's Orland, Illinois, and then my zip code is 60462. Then now it's in my, I'm pressing, yes, buy my pulse neck massage now. Okay, so I did that. And here it pops up. Billing city is a required field. Well, it's in there. It's in there. Orland Park is my city. It's a suburb, but it's my city. I can't put Chicago. I can't put some, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why it's doing that, but
neither do I. Well, then I don't know why they have, no offense to you, but why they have an operator. I don't mean any
because
harm
we handle
that.
The products, not the website, ma'am.
So what am I going to do so I lose out on the product?
All I can say is keep trying to refresh it or refilling
it. I did it 10 times already.
I do apologize. We only assist with the product, not the website.
And so I can't order it through you?
No, ma'am.
You got the product?
We don't handle personal information over the phone.
All right. Can you report that? Would you tell them that it's like 10, 15 times that I mean, can you just report it and a suggestion to whoever? Well, who's the other? Well, then.
We're just a third-party call center, man. We help assist with the products, not the websites.
So do you have a number for the website people?
No, ma'am. We only handle the products. That's probably a technical issue that's going on.
Well, it's not everything else filled out. No, it's ridiculous. I will never do this again. This is ridiculous. Okay, thanks anyway.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.